Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Astronomers discovered 12 new moons around Jupiter. Here's how. By Obi Gonzalez. Sometimes a search for one thing presents the chance to look for something else. If you're like me, that something else is usually something small. Rummaging in the couch cushions for the TV remote might prompt you to dig for spare change. Two birds, one stone, etc. But if you're astronomer Scott Shepard, the second bird occasionally turns out to be a doozy. Or several doozies. Like, say, a dozen previously unknown moons orbiting Jupiter, the discovery of which was announced Tuesday by the International Astronomical Union. We just wanted to be as efficient as possible, says Shepard, an astronomer at the Carnegie Institution for Science in Washington, D.C. Since 2012, he and his team have been using the Dark Energy Camera, an exquisitely sensitive instrument the size of a small car mounted to Chile's Blanco 4mm telescope to search for celestial bodies at the fringes of the solar system. But early last year, the researchers realized that the DE Cam would soon survey a patch of sky that overlapped perfectly with Jupiter. They decided to adjust their instruments to look not only for distant objects well past Neptune and erstwhile planet Pluto, but relatively close ones in the vicinity of the gas giant, you know, while they were in the neighborhood. Astronomers had surveyed this area before, but Shepard's team reasoned that the DE Cam would spot smaller, darker objects than older instruments overlooked. The plan was simple: subtract previous images of the planet and its surroundings from those captured by their powerful new camera. Anything left stood a good chance of being a never-before-seen object and potentially a Jovian satellite. Within days, they'd spotted close to 24 candidates. Then came more than a year of waiting. They needed time for follow-up observations to see which of the space rocks moved like moons, that is, in predictable orbits, and which did not. The most exciting moment came in May of this year when 12 of the objects showed up where we expected them to, Shepard says. Tuesday's announcement makes it official. Shepard and his colleagues have discovered 12 new objects orbiting Jupiter, bringing the grand total of known Jovian satellites to 79. The mere existence of these newly discovered moons provides missing clues about the formation of the solar system, and the peculiar orbit of one of those satellites in particular, a small object no more than half a mile across, could explain how many of Jupiter's other moons came to be. Jupiter satellites orbit the planet at three different distances. Circling closest are the four largest, also known as Galilean moons. Farther out, at a distance of around 6 million miles, is a smattering of smaller satellites that course around Jupiter in a prograde orbit, meaning they circle in the same direction that their parent planet rotates. Shepard's team found two such satellites in their search. More remote still, traveling around Jupiter at about twice the distance of the prograde group, is a swarm of retrograde objects, small satellites whose orbits move in the direction opposite Jupiter's rotation. Shepard's group identified 9 new moons from the retrograde group. For those of you keeping score at home, that brings the number of newly discovered moons to 11. Astronomers have long wondered where Jupiter's retrograde moons originated. They encircle the planet in three distinct clusters, which suggests they are what remains of a trio of parent bodies that disintegrated long ago due to, something. A leading hypothesis is that these parent bodies collided with another celestial object, identity unknown. An interloping comet, maybe, or a rogue asteroid. A moon-moon collision could have done it too, but for a long time, the likeliest lunar impact candidate, a prograde satellite moving in the opposite direction of a parent retrograde satellite, seemed improbable. Prograde moons and retrograde moons encircle Jupiter at such vastly different distances, it was hard to imagine them colliding headlong with one another. Which is exactly what makes the 12th newly discovered moon so interesting. It's a prograde object, but its orbit, which is unlike any known Jovian satellites, carries it directly into the paths of moons from the outer retrograde group. It's basically driving down the highway in the wrong direction, Shepard says, and it makes for a very unstable situation. The researchers named the wayward moon Valetudo, after the Roman god Jupiter's great-granddaughter. It was the faintest of the objects Shepard's team observed, which makes it not only the palest Jovian moon ever discovered, but likely the smallest as well. The researchers estimate that it's no larger than half a mile in diameter, a result, Shepard hypothesizes, of the unstable situation produced by its peculiar orbit. Valetudo was probably much bigger at one point, perhaps as much as tens of kilometers in diameter, but it likely collided with one of the original parent retrograde objects and broke it apart, he says, giving rise to multiple smaller retrograde objects and pulverizing Valetudo into a fragment of its former self. These findings have implications well beyond the orbit of Jupiter. The truth is, we still don't totally understand the order of operations for how the planets and their satellites formed and migrated in the early solar system, says Sarah Horst, a planetary scientist at Johns Hopkins University who was unaffiliated with the study. All of which, by the way, has big implications for our understanding of Earth, how and when it formed, how many volatile compounds arrived here from elsewhere in the solar system, how it got water and developed an atmosphere. These new moons, Horst says, and Valetudo in particular, serve as crucial missing pieces in a puzzle about the formation of our solar neighborhood. And each of those pieces is super important, even if you can't find every single one, because at some point you have enough pieces assembled that you can tell what the picture is, even if part of it is missing. Other times, adding new pieces reveals gaps in the puzzle. For instance, what are Valetudo and the other newly discovered moons made of? Shepard and Horst both say that understanding the material makeup of these objects is a logical next step. Trouble is, these satellites are faint and hard to observe. Studying them more closely would likely require a spacecraft visit. And that'll probably never happen, Horst says. In the grand scheme of things, a mission to some tiny Jovian satellite isn't likely to be greenlit by NASA or any other agency. But there's hope. Every 5 to 10 years, we humans send a spacecraft to Jupiter, sometimes to orbit, other times for a gravitational assist on the way to some other destination. Perhaps one of those spacecraft could swing by Valetudo for a closer look, you know, while it's in the neighborhood. Two birds, one stone, etc.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.